Well, here we are again, and aloha from Hawaii. First of all, I'd like to thank the many doctors and the therapists and the others who have assisted me greatly in trying to give out a little message that I think would help a lot of people. Now, many have written in and phoned in and inquired, wondering how it all began. So I'd like to try and explain this. First of all, what happened was 17 years ago on a little island called Salt Spring Island in BC, Canada, I had a, what you call a revelation or an insight into something I thought would help humanity. And very soon afterwards, there were doctors and therapists appeared trying to find out what it was, because they too wanted to assist their patients. Some came and heard, and others didn't. But I'd be always very, very grateful for the first three that I think heard first. And those three, with all my gratitude, goes out to a Dr. Roger Mills, a Dr. George Pransky, and a Dr. Rita Shuford. They took it to their patients with incredible results. Consequently, there was more doctors and more therapists and more helpers started to come down my driveway to try and find more. Of course, since then, the same three people have helped to spread it and give it to other doctors and therapists in the helping field. And this is really what it's all about, is helping people. You know, those three doctors I just mentioned, when they first started to talk about the psychology of the mind and how it was related to our thought systems, many didn't quite understand it at first. But I can say now, and very happy to say now, that many people have been helped because of this, and many other doctors are starting to see what they're talking about. And to me, this is very, very gratifying. Going down, and especially when Dr. Roger Mills came and he stayed there for a few months and we talked for many, many hours on the psychology of mind. And the results were so well taken that a friend of his, Dr. George Pransky, he came and he stayed the summer. And he too started to pick up the principle behind psychology of mind. And it was, at those days, it was extraordinarily interesting because it was something that was brand new. And it was in a different concept from what they'd ever heard. And their inquiring minds, they started to listen very carefully. Mind you, at times they would argue. But then again, as time went on, they started to realize just how powerful and how helpful such information was. And their inquiring minds, they started to listen very carefully. Mind you, at times they would argue. But then again, as time went on, they started to realize just how powerful and how helpful such information was. Those three particular people were astute enough and smart enough to separate the false from the true. And this is what's very unique about it, that all three say the same thing in a different way. Many came, many group leaders, awareness leaders, doctors, therapists, and they truly, honestly, and sincerely thought they knew what I was talking about, but they misunderstood. Then they would start to argue that they were right and I was wrong. Now, I'm not saying who's right and who's wrong. I'm merely saying we have different ideas and concepts regarding the psychology of mind. Now, people have asked me, what is the psychology of mind? Well, it's the study of the mind, consciousness, and thought. And if you deviate from this and start the study of the past, then you've missed it.
Not
throughout history, when anybody has had an insight into something, it's different and brought it out into this world and it's helped people. There's always been what you would call breakaways. And a breakaway is somebody that just doesn't quite understand it. And with their own ego and their own self-importance, they've lost. And this is a shame, but it can't be helped because this is life and this is where it is. And as I said, I've said for 17 years, we all live in separate realities. We all have our own thought system and we see what we want. Because we see what we want and we live in separate realities, by all means, that doesn't mean to say that it's correct. This is why we have psychiatrists, psychologists and therapists, is to try and guide people back to sanity. And I, as I said before, many, many times, in the United States here, we have psychiatrists that know more about the thought system of humanity than any place in the world. It's what the wise have always told you. Look within and find the God-given wisdom that lies within. And this God-given wisdom is what brings sanity. This wisdom is before the contamination of thought. And that's what doctors are trying to do, is uncontaminate a patient's thought system. Because if their thought system is leading them astray, and it's causing a lot of problems for them, a lot of delusions, then lead them back to sanity. Psychology of mind is basically three principles, and that is the mastermind, consciousness, and thought. The mastermind is the power that enables us to see and live life. Consciousness is the ability to use all our senses, again, to go through life. And thought is the catalyst that blends everything together. It is the same catalyst called thought that creates all social rules and behavior throughout the entire world. It always has and it always will. It is thought that creates all greeds and desires. It is the same thought that creates all mental health and mental sickness. It is also thought that creates all phobias and fears. It is our thought system that dictates whether we are sad or whether we are happy. Again, I say to you, change a patient's thoughts and his or her reality will change to suit the thought. Now, as you're right to say, I don't think so, Sid. But whether you say it's true or false, it doesn't matter. It's still your thought. You see, thought on its own is not a reality. But it is thought that creates reality. And you know, if this wasn't true, it'd be a waste of time talking to patients or clients to try and change the reality. But you see how simple it is? All it is a change in thought. It's the same with a person who's an alcoholic. It's his thoughts that create the problem in the first place. Not drink, the thought. It is the thought that creates the problem. The person drinks to try and solve the problem. And this, of course, leads to physical illnesses. Therefore, the secret to the cure is in changing thought. To know that you can change thought and change reality is one of the greatest things in the world. And if you're lucky enough in your lifetime to have one realization to this fact, it'd be amazing how it would change your life. You know, when you read of people who have been reading a relatively bad, hostile life for years, then all of a sudden they get a revelation or they get an understanding of something and it changes their life, then from then on, the whole thought system is different. And with this change in a thought system comes a change in reality. It's a change in life altogether. This is where mental cures take place. And this is where the whole Freudian thing was way off base, because They did the opposite. They didn't see it was thought. Now this is not condemning, please. It's quite innocent. And it's just a matter of evolution comes along and something new takes its place. And so what, eh? But this newness can change lives. You don't hang on to the old. Again, I say to you, the old, it's dead. It's lost in time. Once again, please listen carefully. All it is thought. And yet we allow these thoughts to make us sick, to make us sad, to make us happy. It is all thought. And this is a beautiful thing that doctors throughout the world are starting to realize the connection to thought. Because once they do, all the old kinds of therapies will die away, which is quite natural. You know, this is one of the reasons why a lot of those old type therapies, like the Freudian therapies and Gestalt, they go into the past and into the hostility, and you hear people say, get into anger, then all you're doing is promoting the sickness. See, you don't find out the problems that thoughts create. Because if you go into the creation of the problem, then people, the old type therapies would say, well, let's figure this out. It's my mother's fault, it's my father's fault, it was my school teacher's fault. It's always somebody else's fault, eh? And truly, you could find faults for infinity. There's no end to finding faults. And that's another dangerous thing about the psychological realm, eh? Because the more you delve into it, the more sickness, your so-called sickness, you uncover, because there's no end to it. Where the solution lies is when you actually find out what thought is and how it's related to our thinking and to our realities that we see. You see, there's a difference between realizing what thought is and realizing what our thoughts are doing. It's like night and day. One will promote sickness, the other will cure. Well, folks, again, I thank you very, very much for all your help, and I'll say good night.